We've got local author Matthew Brockmeyer joining me here in studio. He's got a brand new book just out, and we got a signing coming up soon. Good to have you back.
Well, thank you so much. So nice to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yes, indeed. And congrats on the award, by the way. It was the 2018 Maxie Award winner for Best Suspense Thriller, eh?
Yep. That's gold medal. Thank you so much.
That is pretty dang awesome. And I now have an autographed copy of said book. Fantastic. Really do appreciate that. And you've got a new one out with a very spooky cover.
I do. Under Rotting Sky. It's a collection of 20 short stories I've published over the past 4 or 5 years. Mm-hmm. Most of them have been published in magazines and anthologies, but there's a few brand new ones that have never been seen before.
Oh, fantastic. And you were telling me a little bit off air about the cover art on this thing. And you got kind of a famous artist doing this.
I got Daniel Serra to do the cover we did, and he's an Italian artist. He's pretty famous. He's done covers for Stephen King, Clive Barker. It generated a lot of interest for the book right away, actually.
The cover art.
Just from the cover art. There were collectors who collect his work and bought the book just to have in their collection.
They say so you can't judge a book by its cover, but maybe you can in this case.
I know, right? It's true.
Fantastic. So how many books do you have under your belt now?
Just these two, actually.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But a lot of short stories out there.
Okay, fantastic. That is really, really cool. So, what got you to become an author?
A love of stories, a love of reading. Mm-hmm. I love books, and I love to read.
Fantastic. And to train for this?
Well, I have an English degree. I have a bachelor's degree in English, and I've taken creative writing classes with lots of people, with Chuck Palahniuk, the author of Fight Club, with
cool,
yeah, all kinds of famous authors.
Yeah, and it's kind of interesting. Yeah, Humboldt County, a very small community, has got a lot of authors here. And I was saying it's got to be. I mean, if you're going to be an author, you might as well live in a really cool place.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Because uh-huh. you can do it pretty much anywhere. I guess I imagine the muse speaks pretty well in an environment like this, right?
I believe it does. You know, the shadows of the tall trees, the beauty of the nature, and there's just a lot of stories here.
Now you kind of specialize in the macabre, right?
Yes.
The spooky. So what? Yeah, I'm always curious as to, you know, what leads authors to, you know, to go in a certain direction. You know, some are fantasy, you know, some are action. Yours are spooky. What led you towards that direction?
Well, I think what we fear defines us, and exploring our fears, I think, is a really healthy thing. You know, I remember they asked Stephen King years ago, how do you sleep at night with all these stories? And he said, I sleep incredibly well. They're all out of me. I've exercised myself of them. I've let them out. And I think it's really healthy. It's almost like very cathartic. And, you know, you get on the roller coaster, you're safe, you're buckled in. They're just words. And but you get to explore this our darker natures. And I think it's a very healthy experience.
Do you enjoy reading stories like that?
I do. Mm-hmm. I do. And I also really enjoy horror films. I'm a big horror movie buff. I love horror movies.
Cool. Maybe one of these days you'll be writing one of those.
Oh, that would be great.
Could be kind of fun. Could be interesting. Maybe one of your books can go to the big screen.
Yeah. Well, kind of Penthy. I've heard a few murmurs of it happening, but I'm not going to count on anything yet.
Yeah. Well, that's... And there's always that it's kind of a mixed blessing, because so often, you know, your favorite books you get put on the big screen and you go, oh.
Yeah, right. Every once in a while one's done perfect or close to perfect. Nothing's ever perfect.
Nothing's ever perfect. And some of them are just like you want to throw stuff at the screen. For me, that was Ready Player One. I absolutely loved the book. And the movie was just like, I wanted to throw stuff at the screen. I was so angry.
You got to take a grain of salt with everything. Like, I really love the new Pet Sematary movie, although they took a lot of liberties with it. And I know a lot of hardcore fans are upset, but I mean, I had a really good time.
Yeah. Fantastic. So let's talk about the book signing. When that happening?
Chapman's Bookery, right here in beautiful downtown Ferndale on Main Street. And that is tomorrow, Saturday, May 18th, from noon till 3. Please
stop
by.
Bring an umbrella. It will be wet. Hopefully not inside, though.
I do not think that she has any leaks in that store. I think it will be nice and warm and dry inside.
That'll be good. And a chance for you to get your book signed and a new collection of some wonderful short stories. So, that's been your bread and butter, the short stories, right?
Well, it's a great way to, like, meet fans and network and get your name out there. I've been in lots of magazines and anthologies and stuff like that. And the horror community is pretty tight, too. Like, you start to see the same names pop up over and over, and people mm-hmm. take notice.
Cool. Any plans for some more full-length novels?
Yes, I have a full-length novel. The rough draft is just about complete.
Wow.
But I'm a crazy rewriter. It'll probably take me a long time to rewrite it and edit it.
Yeah, some rewrites take forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's one that I've been waiting on for so long. It's taken so long. And apparently the book's been done for years, and I've been waiting for the. He's been like rewriting the third in the set. God, what is his name? It's such a bizarre name. Rothfuss is his last name. I was turned on to this story. You know, it's like, oh, you're gonna love this, and I did. And I read the second one, and I was like, but where's the rest of the story? Also, it's almost done, and that's been like 5 years now. It's like it's been doing rewrites.
Well, they say nothing's ever finished, only abandoned.
Yeah, I guess at some point you just gotta go, okay, enough.
Pretty much
enough. But that's all part of the process. Fantastic. Well, Matthew, thanks again for coming in and sharing your time with us, and thanks for the book too.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks so much for having me.
And again, give the title of the new book.
Under Rotting Sky Stories, and most of these stories take place in Humboldt County.
Really?
Oh, yeah, and there's some historical ones. There's one that takes place in 1860 in Hydesville and is very, very loosely, roughly based on the true story of a mill that was started there.
Really?
During the Indian Wars. And another one that takes place in Old Town Eureka in 1910, back when it was all a red light district. And it takes place in a whorehouse. And that one was published in an anthology and did get a lot of acclaim. So that's a real fun story.
Cool. Well, you also have copies of your previous book?
I will have copies of Kind Nepenthe there as well, yes.
Fantastic. So get them signed. That's the way to do it. All righty. Thanks again for coming in. Get your books tomorrow.
Right tomorrow, here on Main Street, noon.
Right
Ferndale.
In Ferndale. Be there.
Chapman's Bookery. The gazebo building.
Fantastic.